Been quite a year for hometown legends Nirvana. The groundbreaking album In Utero celebrated its 20th birthday, and now Nirvana is headed to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They were inducted yesterday with a six-pack of bands, including Hall & Oates, Cat Stevens, and Kiss. And that got us to wondering, what's it take to make it to the Hall? Who decides the inductees, and who are the biggest snubs of all time?
Music writer Charles Cross knows a thing or 33 about rock and roll. He's written a lot of books, including Heavier Than Heaven, a biography of Kurt Cobain. And Charles has a book coming out next spring about Cobain. It's called Here We Are Now. Nice to see you, Charles.
Nice to see you.
It seems like every notable artist gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What exactly does it take?
Well, there's 700 voters. Initially, there were a couple dozen. And Jan Wenner of Rolling Stone has an incredible sway on who gets in. Which is why Billy Joel was an early inductee. And I would take issue with what you said, that everyone gets in, because there are these huge fan bases for lots of bands who haven't gotten in yet, who when they hear that, they go crazy. And the biggest example of that was Kiss. Kiss had the largest fan base of people that were, you know, lobbying the Hall of Fame, and they were eligible 15 years ago.
This year, they actually opened it up to public voting, sort of like American Idol, right?
They did. But what's interesting, it's a very complicated process. That public voting, however, only accounts for one vote of the 700. So fans thought they had a great amount of impact, but they did have some impact because the Hall of Fame does respond to fans. They've moved the ceremony, which initially was in Cleveland. Then it moved to New York in the Waldorf Astoria. Then it, last year, I saw it. I was there. It was in L.A. at a fairly big venue. And this next year, it's at an 18,000-seater. So the Hall of Fame's aware of the fact that if we induct Kiss, we're going to sell 18,000 seats in a split second.
So does that mean you have to be a big commercial success to be inducted?
Is that you don't.
You
know, that's one thing the Hall has never really looked at as commercial success, but it does have an impact.
We're going to be hearing from Ben Fong Torres a little bit later in the show about Little Feat. He's just written a book, a band that has a niche group of followers. I was a follower. A band like that doesn't make it in.
So far, they haven't. I mean, remember, we still have many years left with some of these bands, and they may, like a great baseball player trying to get into that Hall of Fame, maybe there's a year where the rest of the inductees are a weak batch and you're able to kind of slip in.
Who are some of the biggest snubs?
Well, Deep Purple fans are still outraged that they are not in. You know, the Hall of Fame kind of began as honoring rock and roll pioneers. I think the biggest problem is that actual word rock. And last year, Public Enemy got in. And so fans of, for example, Link Wray, who was a hugely influential rockabilly guitar player who influenced almost everybody, including Jimi Hendrix, hasn't been in. And people are outraged that he's not in. And yet you have Public Enemy, a band that it would be very hard to argue are actually rock.
I'm talking with Charles Cross, music writer, biographer of Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, among other local icons. Does it really matter if you're in the Hall of Fame or not?
Well, I can certainly tell you with Hart, who I accompanied to the Hall of Fame last year, it does matter. It is a recognition. With them, again, they were eligible almost 10 years ago, I think 14 years ago. And it was great for them to get that recognition. It did mean something. One little interesting note, you were asking, who gets in and who votes. Well, once you're actually inducted, you also then vote. So a significant number of those 700 potential voters are people who are already in the Hall of Fame.
Huh.
And I can tell you right now that Ann and Nancy Wilson voted for Nirvana. I don't know if that sent them over the top, but I think that will affect Seattle over time.
How?
Well, now we have Nirvana, we have The Ventures, and we have the members of Heart. All of those bands are going to vote for Pearl Jam, and they're going to vote for Alice in Chains and Soundgarden. In some ways, that does matter, having a block of voters from the Northwest.
You mentioned that they will be voting for them because those bands are not yet eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Most of them are eligible this next year. So,
It's 25 years since the issue of their first
release. So Nirvana is actually getting in, interestingly enough, for a single. Love Buzz is their release that came out in 1990. 1988. Huh. Bleach was not till afterwards. So Nirvana is being in the Hall of Fame, or at least being eligible for a single on Sub Pop. So it's also a great kudo to Sub Pop.
Who's been most overlooked, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, there are a lot of bands that artistically created a lot. Like, I love the punk band X. They'd be a great example of, and even Pat Smear, who is going to probably be on stage with Nirvana, is considered a member. His band, The Germs, talk about a band that influenced an incredible number of people. You know, frankly, I'd put Black Flag in the Hall of Fame. I think in terms of influence, that band has had an incredible effect on music.
And just quickly, why is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland?
The reason is Alan Freed, the DJ that most people associate with coining the term rock and roll, was a popular DJ in Ohio. And Cleveland lobbied. It's kind of like the Boeing story you guys have been covered. Cleveland offered huge tax breaks to have the Hall of Fame go there and put a lot of money forward. And consequently, it was constructed in Cleveland. It should be here. It should be in Seattle.
And you'll vote for that. Music writer Charles Cross, he's got a book coming out next spring about Kurt Cobain called Here We Are Now. And we're going to end with another of the 2014 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, producer Andy Hurst's choice, Hall & Oates.